Thank you very much. Thank you. Christmas is a time for visiting with your loved ones and friends, but for some people, it's not quite that simple. Earlier this year, I visited nursing homes, retirement centers, even went into a couple of prisons. The meaning of my next song deals with setting spirits free, because at those places, I made some friends and came to know more, a little bit more about what it can be like for people who live a confined life. We've all heard the story about the three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who were relegated to a terrible place. Well, this song is about the fourth man, the one who set their spirits free. If you're going to spend this Christmas confined for one reason or another, this song is dedicated to you. And if you're somebody who'll make that confinement a little pleasanter, someone whose visit can really make a merry Christmas, then this song is dedicated to you too. Here is a story from the Bible that we know, a story about a miracle that happened long ago. We hope you can find courage when temptations you might meet. Oh, there's somebody watching who's strong when you're weak. They wouldn't bend.
They held on to the will of God, so we are told.
They wouldn't bow.
They would not bow the knees to the idols made of gold.
They wouldn't burn.
They were protected by the
fourth man in the fire. They wouldn't bend. They wouldn't bow.
They wouldn't burn.
Well, the prophet Daniel tells about three men who walk with God, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Before the wicked king they stood. Now the king commanded them bound and thrown into the fiery coals that day. But the fire was so hot that the men were slain that forced them on the way. They wouldn't bend.
They held on to the will of God, so we are told.
They wouldn't bow.
They would not bow their knees to the idols they stole.
They wouldn't burn.
They were protected by the
fourth man in the fire. They wouldn't bend.
They wouldn't bow. They wouldn't burn.
When the three were cast in and the king rose up to witness their awful fate, he began to tremble at what he saw, and in astonished tones he spake. Did we not cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? I believe I see four men unhurt, unbound, and walking down there. I see Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego,